Blog Talk Radio.
Damn, I love that song. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another edition, a special Monday edition of the Absolute Truth Show right here on Blog Talk Radio. I am your host with the most, the King of Kings himself. I am the Hot Rod.
Sound like you had to think about that one.
Yeah, because I'm drinking a little bit of cranberry juice right now, so, you know.
Oh, boy.
Oh, me too.
I have to get myself in the mood. Bro,
me too.
I have the one, the only.
It is
on the phone line.
Sean Black, in the building. And, of course, on the other side of the other side is the one and the only.
Anitra B. Hello, guys.
Good day
Hello.
To you.
Good
thank,
day.
Well, thank you for joining us, guys. And, unfortunately, we did not do the show yesterday because Sean Black was afraid of a little bit of hurricane. So he wants to do the show much. He wants to do the show tonight instead of Sunday. So.
Yeah. Well, when we spoke about when we were going to do the show, the hurricane was actually supposed to hit New York. So it was one of those things where, well, be kind of weird doing the show and all of a sudden. And guess what? My opinion is so. Instead of that happening, we figured let's make sure that everything is good. We'll do the show on Monday, and of course, we got beautiful weather outside. So.
Yay. I know. Gorgeous out.
Yes.
Yay.
Yes. And also on the phone line, I have Ms. Jones. Whoa, everybody's calling in already. I didn't say anything.
Hello.
Anything.
Hi. How y'all doing? Happy Monday.
Happy Monday. Monday night.
Okay.
Yes. Monday Eve. Yeah. Monday night. Mm.
And we have
a
new caller.
Are you ready for the shenanigans?
Who's this? Well, I have a new caller. Who's this new caller?
Someone.
Hello?
Oh, this is a friend of mine, Vaughn. He's tuning in.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
well, thank you. You're welcome. Okay, we got 5 co-hosts already. First time.
Yes.
And guess what, guys? Do you know what time it is?
It's time to piss people off.
Yes, okay. Here we go again, guys. Another school shooting happened last week. Do you know, in 2015 alone, we have 45 school shootings in the USA so far?
That
45 this year. That was reported. And so far, since December 12, 2012, with the Sandy Hook shooting, we had over 8,000 people killed by guns reported so far in 2015. 8,000 people, guys. So, before Sean gets with the story of what happened, think about this question at the end. Do America still have a gun violence problem? Well, Sean Black, yes. But Sean Black, tell us what happened last week.
I'll preface it by saying that President Obama, in his tenure since he was elected president of the United States in his first term, you realize that he's done, there have been 11 mass shootings that he's done. That he's had press conferences for, 11, from the Fort Hood shooting to Gabby Giffords, the Republican, I believe she was a Republican, she was shot, some crazy man decided to shoot her, to the Aurora movie theater shooting, and it just goes on and on and on. There's been a couple of school shootings that he's had to address, Sandy Hook, it goes on and on and on. And now this is the latest in Umpqua, I hope I'm pronouncing this right, Umpqua Community College in Roseburg, Oregon, where there was a, basically you can call this person that did the shooting, his name is Chris Harper Mercer, decided to go to a community college and start engaging in gunfire and assassinating students on the campus there. Apparently, he is somewhat of a religious freak. He was going around killing people. He had 9 victims that he killed in this massacre. They all age range from 18 to 67. And there are 13,600 students that actually go to this school. The average age is about 38. And he, at one point, was a registered student at this particular school. But on this particular occasion, he went into the school with apparently 14 firearms at some point. He had a rifle, 5 magazines of ammunition. He had a flak jacket. He was basically ready for war and walked onto the campus, into the school, and started shooting. Apparently, he was asking, this was kind of like the MO of this guy, is that he, before he shot his victim, he asked them particularly what was their religion. And I guess if you got the wrong answer, he was going to shoot you. One person that was spared in this whole thing was a person by the name of Cheyenne Fitzgerald, was the daughter. The shooter handed her an envelope, and he said, "You are the lucky one. Get to stand in the corner," and asked her what her religion was. She didn't answer. She got shot in the back.
Ooh.
She actually got... her lung was clipped with the bullet that was lodged in her kidney. They removed it at the hospital shortly after all the chaos died down. But this brings up the bigger issue that we've always talked about here. We've been, and this seems like at least once every 2 weeks on this show, we're talking about some kind of shooting. As Hot Rod just alluded to, there have been plenty of shootings. How many, you said, how many thousands of people have been killed?
Over 8,000 people killed, and so far this year, 45 school shootings.
That's
45.
Ridiculous. And issue, as we've been saying before, is that we need gun control. This sounds like a broken record. We talk about this every week. We talk about this all the time. You hear people on television talk about it. Talk shows to talk about it. People in the street that, you know, strangers that talk about the particular topic, they know the number one thing that needs to be done is to have gun reform. Some kind of better background checks, better laws on the books, enforcing the laws that are already there. That's one of the things that needs to be brought up and brought in here. And as I just stated before, at a campus of 13,600 students, there are 9 victims who were killed, 9 of them, from the age of 18 all the way to 67. These people have brothers, sisters, their parents, some of them grandparents, perhaps. Their lives and families and everybody interconnected with have completely changed. And the father of the shooter had no idea that he was this kind of crazy killer and those kinds of things. And his exact quote was, "I know words cannot bring back families. I know that there's nothing that I can say that can change what happened. But please believe me, my thoughts are with all of those families, and I hope that they can get through this." The father basically also said that he didn't even realize that his son had guns of any sort. He doesn't believe in walking around with guns or having guns. Don't buy guns. Don't buy guns. And
who was this guy? How old is he? I'm sorry.
Chris Harper Mercer. I believe he was 27,
he was,
27 I think.
He was a young guy.
He's very young. I think he's 20. He's in his early 20s.
Oh, shit.
And this is what I said before. They found 5 pistols. 1 rifle were found at the college. The police searched his apartment.
Oh,
they initially found 2 more pistols, 4 rifles, and a shotgun. This is absolutely, it's like people are prepared for war. And the participants seem to be aiming at people for no apparent reason other than the fact that they can.
Okay, so once again, guys, I would like to start off with a new caller. I'm sorry, what's your name again? Kim's friend?
Ron.
Ron, oh, hi. So what do you think about this situation overall? Do we have a gun problem? Can this problem ever be solved?
I mean, here goes my thing. I know you said 8,000 people were killed, but most of those are from illegal guns. So illegal guns, there is no real gun control for illegal guns, you know what I'm saying? The illegal guns are going to get in no matter. They can make tougher penalties. Now, for all these legal guns, I think the onus should be more on the owners because, okay, we have a constitutional right to own weapons, but those weapons should be secure. They have all sorts of high-tech locks now where you have to have fingerprints to get to the gun. I don't understand how your son, who is clearly a little bit unstable, because I was reading all about this guy. He's like, he was unstable from years back.
Yes.
Has free access to your guns and your ammunition and your flat jacket. And I don't even know why you have a flat jacket. You're not cops. You're not law enforcement. That's confusion as well. But you get what I'm saying? Like, some of the stuff, it's like we really need to figure out, like, how to stop it. But it's not going to be – I don't think more gun control is the answer. Because if you look at Texas, they actually have a very low rate of gun violence, and they have the least gun control. So it's kind of like, well, if everyone has a gun, do you really want to go shooting at people? Maybe
well, it seems to be that way. It seems to be that way.
It seems America, to be that way. I know that wouldn't work here in New York. But it seems to be that way. Because in New York, people know people have guns and they go shooting at them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that the idea that having a gun is a deterrent to keep people from shooting you is a fallacy. I think a lot of people don't realize that. They think that if they have the gun, that's going to keep people from going anywhere near, and the statistics have shown. If you own a gun, you're probably three times as likely to either shoot someone and kill someone or be shot. And
with your own gun, yeah.
See, I've always thought that law should be on a state-by-state basis because different people that live in different parts of the country have different mentality about guns. Some people use them for hunting. Like, the mentality is totally different. I think, like, a state like where we live in New York, the law should be a lot stricter than somewhere like Texas or Kansas. You know, I think it should be a state-by-state deal.
I hear that.
Oh, Kim? Ms. Jones? Ms. Jones, you're next.
Oh, gosh. Like, this whole gun control thing, I feel like the debate is this. I don't think they're going to put as much pressure because at the end of the day, weapons and guns bring in revenue. So that's what their main focus will always be. Now, it seems to me that the people that, regardless of if you make it legal or illegal, if people want guns, they're going to get them regardless. So you can make as many laws up as you want. It's like, whatever. Then another way I look at it is, you know, in America, everything always comes back to this whole cowboy mentality or this whole shoot 'em up, bang, bang. And like I said, not to point the fingers at the men or the males, but a lot of these crimes are being committed by men.
Oh, okay. Before you go there, Ms. Jones, thank you for... thank you to bring that up, because I had a question to ask Anitra B. As Ms. Jones stated, that most of these things are committed by men. But my question to you, Anitra B., why is it mostly these mass shootings or these crazy shootings are happening, are caused by the white men overall?
I don't know. Why am I supposed to know the answer to that question?
When they said they wanted to piss people off, we weren't joking, apparently.
Seriously, how am I supposed to know the answer to that question? Because I'm white? How old are you?
Excuse me. These are your people. These are your people that go out there shooting people.
Just because we are of the same race does not make them my people, okay?
Anitra, you always complain to me that you're white. You're white. Because even though I crack up jokes, that you are white.
I don't complain. Now, I state fact.
Now, this is a fact. Most of these mass shootings are caused by white men. These are your people. You're telling me why
you're... No, he is so... Rodney, that is so wrong. These are your people.
No.
Do you understand that you are educated? Can we please sound as such?
No.
I like the way she said that, educated.
Exactly. you have a college degree.
Yes.
Yes, I do. And I'm giving you the facts right now that most of these shootings are caused by white men.
So what does that have to do with me?
You're white. You have to defend your people.
Well,
get
back on track before we have something happen on the air. I know you don't. You want ratings, so that's the good thing.
Hello, exactly. I want the white man.
I want the white man to come over and shoot me.
Oh, be my guest.
I do it for the show.
No, Rodney, you have your Bambino and your future Bambino to live for. Shut up.
Good grief.
Okay, but before I go over to K-Dog, Sean and he should be mentioned on a previous show that we need stronger background checks. If the Congress do pass along stronger background checks, will this background check really work among people?
No, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. I don't care what background checks, laws, or whatever you think you could do. Where there's a will, there's a way. And people have wills to get weapons and guns. They're going to get them, period. So you can do whatever background check. First of all, your background check is not going to – think about it in the sense of Minority Report. Your background check isn't going to pick up on when I decide to snap. So what is your background check going to do?
See, here's the issue. The issue that I think is that what we're not looking forward about when it comes to this background checks that we've been hearing is that the background check for the person is going to legally buy the gun. That's going to deter people if you stop them in time. See, the issue is a lot of people go to these places where they need a background check to buy a weapon, to purchase a weapon. And a lot of times what we're getting are computer glitches, something that didn't happen in the system somewhere, and it doesn't get done the correct way, or it takes too long, and by then that glitch has already been found, the person's already purchased the gun. And we all know that a lot of these places that sell weapons are there, as you have all stated, to make a profit, to make money. So who are they to say, well, we're going to refuse a purchase just because of a background check that may take 30 more minutes or an hour more. Let's just wait. You know, he's got X amount of money here on the table to purchase something. He's going to do it. But if he doesn't get this background check done within a certain amount of time, he's going to walk. So you know what? Here's the weapon. I'll take care of the background check after you leave, which is probably what has happened in the past. So we need to see what kind of laws can be put on the table, and really needs to happen is to enforce them. That's what's not happening, is to enforce them. And we know the gun lobbyists, the NRA, and those kinds of lobbyists that are going to Congress and are making money and having money funneled back into their organization are doing everything in their power to make sure you don't get that kind of help.
Okay, so K-Dog, thank you for holding. I will go to you in 1 minute, K-Dog. But think about this. Sean Black, you're right. But at the same time, just like in the hood, you could get the guns illegally. We all know someone that sold drugs or could get guns from anywhere.
That is true.
Even on eBay. Well, K-Dog, go ahead. What's your intake?
Well, all I got to say is, before I start, I'd say good evening, everybody. And,
good evening, K-Dog.
Man. Let me just state something, man, and be serious for a minute. Now, listen here, guys. Well, if you wanna know, gun sellers should be held responsible when an improper background check leads to mass shootings and any murder whatsoever. Do you agree?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, because let me tell you this: how many times have you heard this in these mass shootings? It's been done by someone who's a loner. Second, the person they say have mental issues, and three, it is easy for them to purchase a gun because you know why? They could walk into anywhere and no gun, no background check, no nothing. They always find that person has more than one gun involved. every shooting, in each of those mass shootings. And as a matter of fact, I could take these mass shootings even further back. Think further back to Columbine. And, you know, it's always someone who should have not passed the background check that always gets their hand on a gun.
Mm.
It's just crazy, you know?
So,
and this is the thing. Yeah, go ahead, Hot Rod.
No, this question is going on to Rod. Is a school shooting the latest trend? Is like, is this like the coolest thing to do right now for me to go out there, shoot people up so I could be famous and be on the front page and be on CNN? It seems like we have a lot of copycats right now that are doing the same thing over and over, with mental issues or not.
Well, I look at it like this. If you're gonna go ahead and say that somebody's trying to get on the right page of fame and infamy or fortune or whatever they think is going to happen, you're going to see the one uptick in violence, and that seems to be the school shooting or the mass explosion or something along those lines. What we're seeing now, what we have to try to figure out is what's causing it, where we're missing, what we're missing as far as the mentally ill, what we're missing on a level where we have people being bullied. We talk about this all the time. There are kids that grew up that were bullied. They didn't mature past the bullying stage, so they harbor all of that ill will as they get older. They take it into their adult life. Maybe they get bullied as they get their first job or after they get their first promotion that they should have gotten.
Right.
If anybody remembers that movie with Michael Douglas called Falling Down, where basically he was a guy he got turned on and he lost his job and he was going through a divorce and his kids didn't like him anymore and he just snapped. Things like this happen. You have to account for that also. And the way that this country treats veterans and the mentally ill is atrocious. And we have things like this happening. The shooter in this particular instance, he actually served in the Army from November to December 2008, Fort Jackson in South Carolina. But he was discharged for failing to meet administrative standards. So he actually was in the service for a hot minute.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine having Army training or naval training or having some kind of training and having a mental disorder or a racial issue or a discriminatory feeling toward a particular race or religion or creed, and then getting your hands on, as the investigators found, 14 firearms, five pistols and a rifle and a shotgun, a flak jacket, and then walking into a school and killing as many people as you can before you go out in a quote-unquote blaze of glory.
Exactly.
That's the problem here.
Okay.
And I'm glad that you pointed that out. Sorry for interrupting, but, you know, from what I've read in the New York Times last week, the day after the shooting, they talked about the shooter. They talked about the fact that his mother used to walk with him all the time. The mother was protecting him because she said that he couldn't stand to hear noise. And this is the problem that's going on here in this country. And I'm glad you brought that up, Sean, because there's been a problem with mental illness that we're not talking about. You're right about the veterans. It's happening to them because they have to go through therapy, because let's just say you just came back from battle and all you hear is noise in your ears, and, of course, you're sleeping and you're waking up from nightmares. I mean, that's a serious problem right there. And sometimes, you know, with our children, especially if you see that they're antisocial. I mean, I'm not saying that, you know, children don't grow out of it, but once you see that trend happening – even as they grow older, you have to check it out. Because there's something wrong going on there. You don't know what that child is thinking. Like, oh, a child is just going through a regular phase and all. No, that's not normal. It's really not normal, and it's a problem. We're not talking about that problem.
Mm-hmm. All right, so in other words, so for Ms. Jones and Ron, your friend, you two guys, do you classify the shooter as a domestic terrorist or another person with mental health problems?
I think anytime you kill somebody, it's got to be terrorism, regardless.
I'm black.
It's not just blowing people up.
Yo,
but Sean Black, I'm not talking to you.
Yeah.
I'm talking to Ms. I have Ms. Kim. Unless your name is Ms. Kim And Ron, Sean Black, know your role and hold up for a minute.
Well, you know your role and just ask the question and wait for the answer. How about that?
Oh, Lord. what is in the Monday air? Jeez, is it a full moon again?
He's had too much cranberry juice for his own good. That's
oh,
what
my
goodness. I think I'm going to start handing out tampons.
Yeah.
Oh.
What a man can do on a cold night.
Oh, God.
It's cold outside. A man's got to stay warm.
Well, Michelle, answer the question, please.
I think this guy, honestly, you know, from what I'm hearing, I'm thinking he just had a series of mental issues. And I guess you can domestic terrorism as well, because he terrorized these individuals. I mean, I don't know. It's like in other countries, they have suicide bombers. Here, we just have these maniac shootings.
I was just about to say that.
It's like you go to movie theaters and you hear people. Like, I was at the movies and I heard some guy, like, just making mad noise. And I'm sitting there like, I can't say nothing to him. He might shoot me.
And that's the dynamic that's changed.
Like you can't even go to the this is sad, yo. It's sad.
I think what Ms. Jones just said is right. Like, we label things differently. Like, when we hear about terrorists in other places, they're pretty much doing what these guys are doing, but they're being called terrorists, and we're looking at them like, well, those are evil people. Yeah, and now here, we're not looking at them as mental health, of course, in other countries. We're looking at them as terrorists. Here, we look at them like, well, this person was crazy. But we don't look at those people like they're crazy. Like,
okay, so...
I was a little while ago, and I saw a terror attack. And them guys, they're crazy. They're crazy. They walked up to, like, 10 army people with 19 machine guns in a bag, and one of them had a bomb strapped to his chest. And for some reason, they thought they were going to be able to shoot their way into the temple and kill everybody. They're crazy. You have to be crazy to think like that, man. You have to be.
Crazy or professionally trained? To be that way.
And this is the thing that we're not talking about, again, with the whole thing with mental health, because, okay, look at, for example, the shooter in Aurora, Colorado. I mean, this guy thought he was the Joker.
He's a loony. Yeah, he's loony.
He was a lunatic. I mean, this guy walked in there with a high arsenal of weapons. He threw a bomb into the crowd, and then after, he just started shooting left and right.
Mm.
And even had his home booby-trapped just like the Joker. I mean, in his sick, demented mind, he thought he was the Joker. I mean, again, this is the thing that Congress and, you know, with what's going on, nobody's addressing this issue because it is so. I mean, it's so much more going on. I mean, look at it this way: these guys are trained. Okay, let's face it: these guys are trained. These copycat killers, they're trained. They learn from the media about other shootings and mirror these so-called manifestos with past shootings. I mean, this is going on. This is what's going on now.
Well. Let's say you know, always have to play the card. The shooter was a black person or a Muslim person or an Asian person. Will the media will say that he had mental issues or he was a terrorist?
The dynamic would have changed.
The media would call him an animal.
Y'all guys are saying that he had mental issues, but why would we turn? Let's play the race card. Anitra B, because she's white. Will they say that he
Jesus
had mental
Christ.
Issues?
A murderous beast is a murderous beast.
You don't want to smack the fire out of him?
I do on a daily basis.
Yeah. I want to give you something, and I'll throw this question to you, Hot Rod. And this is something, the underlying issue of what you think should happen, because the sheriff that did the press conference after the shooting, his name is John Hanlon. He came out and he made a really impassioned speech. He said he didn't want to say the shooter's name because it was going to provoke, you know, copycats, and we didn't want that to happen. Yet this same guy, a couple years ago, actually did a Facebook post a couple years back about the Sandy Hook thing. And he said, watch, listen, and keep an open mind. and he actually supports the Second Amendment of being able to hold on to your guns and everything else. So how do you, as a law enforcement officer, go on record and say, I support having guns, 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 and yet you don't even support gun control in the first place? How
mm-hmm.
does that, how do you do that? I'm going to throw that to you,
exactly.
Howard.
Easy. He is full of crap. He's playing devil's advocate. He's trying to play both sides. That's all. Does that answer
and that's,
your question?
That's the sad part about the situation. Because
you can't
like, do that in the position he's in. He's
know,
a sheriff.
He's a sheriff, but he's playing the politic role. You know?
Yeah.
But, one day is good, and the next day is no good. Another day is good, and the next day is no good. So he's just trying to play both roles to keep everybody happy, to make himself look good.
Exactly, Hot Rod. Because you know what? What you guys mentioned earlier about the whole thing about the gun situation, you know what it is with the gun laws. This is the thing, and I've said this before, guys. The NRA has these senators in their back pockets. There's no way that they're trying to pass a gun law anytime soon. That's what I
okay, I have another caller. 210, you're on the air, caller.
Yeah, what up? It's Brother B.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, what's up, brother? Yeah, a little under the weather right now.
Oh, business about to pick up right now. Brother B's in the house.
Yes.
Yeah, a sick one, but I'm here. What's the word?
Thank you.
We talk about gun control and about the shooting, and basically why white people are going out there shooting people right now. Anitra B wants to know the answer.
No. Yeah.
I can't explain why. You know, it's just the nature. I don't think it's just a white thing. I just think it's just the nature of the individuals that do such things, and some of them just happen to be Caucasian or happen
some
to be black or whatever. But I mean, it's some of these
80% are white.
90%
But the sad part is, once again, it just goes into the things of like their nature. Like some people are just violent by nature, either that or they're just curious about violence. Like we live in a world right now where everything is on the table. Like remember back in the days, you can watch the A Team and they can shoot up. You go through 1,000 bullets, but you'll never see one lick of blood.
Exactly.
Unless somebody got punched in their face. Now.
Yeah.
Now all of a sudden everything is exposed on TV, so it's like they took the shock value out of it. It's like it's nothing. So these cats, these kids have these ideas in their mind, and they just go out and think that it's okay to just kill people because they're angry, or just because, you know, it's like
so
it's
blame,
not a TV program.
So you're blaming the entertainment world?
I do, because what does a gun is an inanimate object until you pick it up and use it. You know what I'm saying? People can talk gun control, but the whole thing is, I mean, real talk, who lets the guns into the country? Who puts these guns out there on the streets?
Exactly.
Like, you're talking about military grade guns, and they just happen to just find their way, you know, from the military base onto the streets. Like, no. I mean, some places, like, they sell, like, Long Island. They don't have an assault weapons ban. But you don't really hear too much from Long Island because, you know, off the bat, you come in somebody's house, you're getting met with some type of AR-15 or shotgun or whatever. There are people that do have weapons that are civilized, but then you got kooks out there that have mental issues that seem to think that it's either a Rambo situation or they're trying to be in some type of movie. Like I said, you can't blame the gun. You have to blame the people, and you have to also blame the resources, the governments, and some of these, even these senators that pass these laws that are so passive that allow people to do what they do. I mean, come on. It's,
glad
you
brought
know,
that
you,
up.
You can say what you want about people in general, but you got to look at the top.
Yeah.
And somebody's making money off of it, and it's not us.
Here's the interesting thing. Jeb Bush within the last day or two after the shootings happened, he was actually asked about the situation, because we all know that the next debate, whenever it comes up, this is going to be a hot topic, because usually the most current things happen, they throw out there. One of the things that Jeb Bush actually said was, I had this challenge as governor because we had to, and look, stuff happens.
Stuff happens.
His assertion is, if a child drowns in a pool, the impulse is to pass a law that puts fencing around pools.
Or if you
have a car accident, the impulse is to pass a law that deals with this somebody being hit by a car. He's marginalizing the issue, because a lot of the politicians that have issues that are going against the gun lobby, or I should say are against the people that are against the gun lobby, they have a vested interest in making sure that the gun lobby continues to do what they're doing. So somebody like Jeb Bush, who is trying to get some kind of some sort of push against Donald Trump and some of the other Republicans to try and become president, saying something like that, not only does it just marginalizes the situation, he just doesn't get it. Especially coming from Florida, where the death rate from gun is very high down there also.
Very.
So where do you go when even the people that you're trying to elect, quote-unquote, either as president or senator or governor, they don't even feel the same way in certain instances about that whole topic?
But then you look at it, that's why people turn around and they go out and get guns, and they're concerned for their own safety, because sooner or later, some people look at it as a fail-safe.
Mm.
It's like, I go out there and I get this and I get that. I protect myself because, I mean, real talk. You're in your bed. It's late night. You hear something outside. You call the police. Yo, police ain't getting there within 5 minutes.
Eight minutes.
In five minutes, you could be dead. You could be raped. You know what I'm saying? And he could be making a sandwich and leaving out the door. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, the whole idea is like, you have to protect yourself.
So cool.
But there's a big difference between protecting yourself, you know, and actually, like, people going out there and just, like, not seeing the signs. That was, like, listen, whoever this kid was that went there and shot up the campus, you're trying to tell me you didn't see the signs? No one wants to pay attention. Like, what? Remember back in the day, teachers that actually gave a damn would pull you to the side. Is something wrong?
Exactly.
Listen, let me get your mother in here.
They don't
treat them
like
being
that. They
don't
get
no
more. People. That is being sucked out of people, because people are becoming more self-centered and more narcissistic. You have parents that don't even want to look at their children and, you know, focus on their children. Just this week, I had to talk to one of my family members, and he sounds like he's battling with one of his friends. And I'm like, sweetheart, this is your child. You need to take it down a notch. It's like people, their egos are just way far gone.
Yeah, way
absolutely,
too far.
Completely gone.
Yeah.
So you guys know I don't have an ego at all. Thank you very much.
Oh,
that's
goodness.
Funny, because I was actually about to bring that up.
I know you said I'm black.
But
I do
it. What?
Yeah. It's crazy. When you think about all of the things that have happened when we talk about trying to get it down to the kids and try to see where it comes from, you're actually right. There is a detachment of that, you know, it takes a village to raise a child mentality.
Yeah.
Where you, as a teacher, you can, you know, talk to this person, this failing student, or is having trouble in class, or he's being bullied. They'll go to the teacher, and then they'll talk to the parent, and then they'll converse and have something to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
You don't hear that. It's, well, we're going to take the child and we're going to put him in front of the television, or put him in front of the computer, put him in front of the video games, or go out.
And
here's $30.
Well, it's
go to the mall,
numbers.
Have fun.
Because it's all about numbers now.
It's all a messed up situation. I mean, you have these kids out there. Sorry, Ms. Jones. But.
I was just saying, I just saw something on CNN that says 13-year-old teenagers, they check social media more than 100 times a day.
Oh, yes, they do. Yes, they do.
We've become a narcissistic society of sycophants and just pulling off the latest thing, the latest trend, the latest dance, the latest music, and that's all anybody cares about. If you go to a mall today, when you just take a look around, don't even go anywhere, just look around, and you see a bevy of teenagers with their music and everything, and all you hear them talk about is if they're not taking selfies all day, they're talking about how many Facebook posts they got, or they're talking about
Instagram.
What their friend said about the other friend that was wearing the wrong thing that the friend shouldn't have said.
Oh, yeah.
And that's the trend now.
And I'm going to tell you the truth. I'm going to tell you one thing.
Yeah.
I carry a firearm for work, for a living. And my thing is this. I never want to have to shoot anyone. Never. Listen, it would be the last resort. I would never want to have to shoot anyone. But if I have to, if I see a situation where somebody's getting raped, or if I have to do my job, or I see somebody using deadly physical force against someone else, I have to act. I have to do what I have to do. But the thing is this, I value life. That's the thing.
Yeah.
A lot of these cats out here with guns, and a lot of these kids out here, just in general, even without guns, they do not value life at all.
That lack of respect they're talking about.
It means nothing to them. Because like I said, you look at it on TV, they show death like it's nothing. Like it's meaningless. Like death is there's no real consequence to dying.
Yeah, there's no reason button after you shot.
Yeah,
I'll even add more
to the video game.
Hey, though, hold on one second. I have another call on here. Wow, I have a lot of calls
today.
Yeah.
721, you're on the air.
Hi, good evening, guys. This is Matt. Just calling in.
Hey there.
I'm sorry I didn't even get all of the show because I was busy tied up watching Raw, but I was finding out what exactly you guys were talking about.
Okay, so let's carry on. Let's go on to the next subject. Let's talk about George Zimmerman. Sean Beck is very upset with Zimmerman for a reason.
Another one of our favorite topics, Mr. Zimmerman, which I don't think we've really talked about much.
Because the guy's a moron.
Don't get me started with that. Get me started with that animal.
Yeah, for those that don't know, or maybe they just heard something, Zimmerman was in the news again because he decided on social media and Facebook or wherever, and this seems to be his life. He seems to live through his social media. He decided, because I guess in his mind he thought that it was some sort of reason to do it, he decided to retweet a picture of Trayvon Martin's dead body
and the caption of
"The Z-Man is a one-man army." And then he retweeted it, and it went to his 11th. He has over 11,000 followers, so that in and of itself is scary. For those that realize exactly how sickening this human being is, to actually put that up on social media and then callously have a comment like "the Z-Man is a one-man army," you might as well be urinating on the boy's grave.
Urinating in the face
of his parents.
You know what? Because nobody checked him.
Exactly.
Nobody has checked him. That's why he keeps doing it. I'm telling you right now. If somebody was to crack him over his head and beat him within the inch of his life, he would stop doing the things that he's doing. But see, nobody is checking him because he feels he is above the law.
He almost got killed earlier in the year because he had a road rage incident where he was shot in the face.
But he doesn't care.
He's been running around. This murderous beast been running around. He's Mr. Invincible, like
exactly.
Like untouchable. And this is the thing that really gets me upset about this whole Zimmerman crap. This guy is running around like, oh, no one could touch me. I could do whatever I want. He's just egging people on. He's daring people to do something to him. And you know what? It may not be this month, it may not be this year, it may not be next year or the year after next, but one of these days you're going to hear something about him, and it's not going to be pretty.
But no, it's going to be no surprise.
No surprise
it's
at
be,
all.
It's really no surprise because somebody's going to be like, he had it coming. And my whole thing is no one is trying, and it's the sad part is no one is trying to stop him. Like his so-called judge daddy, no one's trying to stop him.
No one's stopping him.
Can we stop him? Can someone
stop him? Oh, he can be stopped. It's just a matter of time.
I posted the other day when he was wondering, how is it possible with all these people getting caught in these World Star videos that no one has walked up on George Zimmerman and whooped his ass?
Exactly. And didn't the Black Panther people was like, oh, yeah, we're going to get him. We're going to,
Also remember, comedian Roseanne Barr actually tweeted his phone number and address that he ended up suing her over because she decided, she got a chance to find out where he lived and put it on Twitter. It's like, yo, this is his phone number. This is his address. Go ahead and do X, Y, and Z. And then they went over to court over this. At some point, karma will meet this guy.
He's been moving
until then, he continues to do the same self-destructive, evil, racist, narcissistic stuff that is imaginable.
And you know he knows there's no double. He can't face double jeopardy.
Exactly. He even tweeted about the shooting. Ironically.
He's not remorseful.
He has no remorse in his heart for anything that he's done.
He has no remorse to what he did to Trayvon Martin. I mean, this bum murdered, shot and killed an unarmed teenager, and to this day we don't even know what for. He can't even explain why he did it.
He's telling you right now why he did it. All his actions right now are telling you that he just basically did it because that's what he wanted to do. It boils down to the nature of certain people. He is someone that just wanted to kill somebody. To see what it felt like.
Yeah, that's what he did.
But isn't it legal in Florida to defend
himself? Can I add something to this, guys?
I'm
hearing you guys talk about George Zimmerman, and he's just rubbing in your face to the whole nation that he has power. He can get money. And the only way you can stop him is if you collect your own money. His daddy's rich. His mommy's rich. He had a rich lawyer. He won his case.
That's arrogance.
That is power.
That's not power. That's arrogance.
And he's throwing it in your face.
Power gave him arrogance, but he had power before that. The power made him spoiled.
Power and ignorance are three different things.
Exactly.
He has influence. He doesn't have any power. He doesn't wield any power. He's a coward with resources and influence.
All I gotta say about George Zimmerman is that bum was nothing more than a punk. Because you know what? If you're following somebody and the police tells you, we don't want you to do that, why didn't you just obey the police and stop? But instead, no. He wanted to prove that he was Mr. Big Man. Go ahead and try to wrestle Trayvon. Trayvon probably worked him up a couple. And instead of being a man, this punk pulls out his gun and shoots him and thinking, yeah, I did this. And now with this, the trial in itself was a joke because it wasn't even George Zimmerman on trial. It was Trayvon Martin on trial.
The trials that happened with the chick who killed the daughter.
And I think that's the part where the power comes
it's
in.
A joke.
Mixed
that's
in with the arrogance.
Exactly, Sean. That's the part where the power comes in, guys. George Zimmerman got away with murder, including his wife. He even disrespects his wife. His father-in-law, because he feels he can do so because he has the resource to do so. He don't care what he got.
But that has nothing to do with power.
And guys,
with power,
Hold on. I want to listen to Ms. Jones. What's her input on this? Ms. Jones?
Yes.
What's your input? What's your input about Zimmerman?
I'm so over him. Could he just disappear already? Like, I'm so over him.
Thank you.
Yeah, I think a lot of people seem to be fatigued by him.
Exactly. Like,
what's the point of talking about this asshole?
As fucked up as it may sound, like, really and truly, Trayvon, I don't even, when I talk about him, I get worked up. It's just like when I saw his little kindergarten picture, like, I think, I don't know for what reason, but Trayvon really just that whole thing just bothered me to the core. And I've never felt like if Zimmerman was to get hit by 20 buses or die the most horrible death, I would give zero fucks. So fuck Zimmerman.
And you want to know something? You said that whole situation got you worked up, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's good. You need to stay worked up, because what happens is something like this happens, and then after a while, it goes away. You haven't
Sean
heard
Black.
Too
Sean
many
Black.
People talk about
Sean
the Trayvon
Black.
Martin
exactly.
case in certain
Sean
instances.
Black, Sean Black, let's tell the truth. Black people turn around, they go to church, pray, and then they forget about it.
Of course,
yeah.
Exactly.
They think
thank
the church.
You.
They think,
thank
so,
you.
Oh, give it to Jesus.
Yeah,
Jesus,
mm-hmm.
take care of it.
Nah.
Listen, I'm gonna be the first one. There's certain things you just can't give. Certain
no,
times
no.
you just have to
exactly.
act on your own.
President
That's
Obama said the exact same thing. You can't
and
pray
you know,
this away.
No,
you can't pray
away.
This kind of thing.
And you know
away.
What? My thing is
nope.
this: when I think about Trayvon Martin, and I see that image of that young face, that young kid that had a lot to offer. Who knows what kind of future that lied ahead for him?
Mm-hmm.
And for this monster. You know, and I'm going to keep it clean, because this monster is going to stand there and smile in the courtroom as they acquit him. And, you know, what gets me more upset is that where's all the outrage? We should be outraged about this, because this bum is walking around on social media parading like he's Mr. Invincible.
Yeah,
and
taking pictures in swimming pools with his cigar and
yeah,
saying
exactly.
it's ridiculous.
And saying these things. He's throwing
mm-hmm.
it in
all
your
right.
face. He's throwing it off.
Okay, I need to get to the next and final topic. Wow, you guys are hot tonight. But this is going to be a sad news. Jennifer Berry is a former New York City child welfare worker that did something that was outrageous and disgusting. She hid her pregnancy from her boyfriend, and then when she had the baby in the shower, ladies and gentlemen, this mother threw her baby out the 7th-floor window.
Oh, man.
Now, where do we begin with this story, Sean Black?
She should be thrown out
so
the
many,
window.
So many ways, so many areas that this story is just sad. That's just the fact that we lost a child. The fact that she felt the need to actually have to do what she thought she had to do. When we have laws in New York where if you have a child and you don't want the child, you can have amnesty by taking that child to a church, to a hospital, and leaving it with them in their care, so that you will not be penalized for saying, well, I have a child, but I don't have the resources. And instead of killing the child or leaving it in a situation like this, you can have the child, and they can take care of it. They can take care of the formalities afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
This was not necessary. To a child that is born. First, initially, the thought process was it was stillborn, which
mm-hmm.
was found out after everything was that the child was still alive when the baby was thrown out the window.
So
a 7-story building in the Bronx, which is absolutely, it was on West 83rd Street near Loring Place North in Morris County.
And
now,
what was this woman's state of mind at the time?
Well, we could tell that she was probably stressed out, because I think she, first of all, from everything that I've read, that she didn't inform her boyfriend that she was pregnant.
That she was pregnant. Nope.
And she didn't want the boyfriend to know. So
but
she
didn't
gave
she have
birth.
A baby, they had a baby. She had a baby before.
Exactly.
And she claimed that they said that they ruled that the baby's death was of SIDS. Now, once
mm-hmm.
that happened, they should have been watching her since then.
Exactly.
They should have been watching the system.
Thing.
But see, I've had experience with ACS, and I hate to say it, but a lot of them are trash. Like people just don't want to do their jobs anymore. Until something happens, then people want to say, "Oh, well, I what?
What?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I was,
you know,
I was just there yesterday. Yeah, come on, man.
You want to hear the ultimate irony? This whole thing was that this
mm-hmm.
woman actually used to work for Child Protective Services.
Mm-hmm.
She was a child welfare caseworker.
Yes, she was.
Back in 2007, for 6 months, between 2007 and 2008. And she was actually charged with second-degree murder and manslaughter, because the death was ruled a homicide with multiple blunt force trauma from the baby falling out of the window and then landing. And it's just too disgusting to even go through anymore. But in general,
I haven't heard from Ken's friend Ron in a while. What do you think about this story?
I think, yo, listen, I'm a big pro-life advocate. I don't even believe in abortion. Like y'all said, like, you could have left it in a church. You could have left the baby at a fire department, a police station. You could have actually walked up to a firefighter and said, this is my baby. I don't want it. You keep it. Bye.
That's all you have to do.
And that's it. There wouldn't have been no problem. No one would have said nothing. They'd have been like, all right. But no, you want to kill the child because I don't even know what. It don't make no sense to kill the kid, son. You could have sold the baby on the black market. That would have been good with what you did. And you could have went to the black market and said, look, I want $10,000 for this baby. Someone would have handed you $10,000 for that baby. You decided to throw it out a window?
Oh, my goodness. Yo,
man. I, the whole time y'all was talking, I was trying to think of really fucked up punishments for her. That's what I was thinking in my head. I thought maybe you could
throw her out the window.
Like,
throw her out the window.
Oh, shit.
That's simple.
I said, no, that's too simple. I say this. Mm-hmm. I say torture her. Torture.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Like,
torture.
Okay,
torture.
No
I
offense.
Mean,
gentlemen who cannot have children. Ms. Jones, can I please have your opinion? Since you're a woman.
She is? Yeah.
And this is a topic about
you,
a woman committing a horrible crime. That,
yes.
No offense, Matt, guys, but you would have no idea what her mental state would be like. You just
and
know
you're
what
correct.
You know. So, Ms. Jones,
okay,
can I
yeah.
please have your opinion?
I'm listening. Basically, I don't know what her mental state was, where she was at. I mean, the whole pregnancy thing from conception during, I mean, she could have been going through a lot. So, yeah.
Exactly. And where were the doctors? Who did not see this? Like,
yeah. So
this is another example of our system failing.
Exactly, because see, my whole thing is a lot of guys. No, when she says system, I'm gonna interject in terms of when we talk about system, we talk about the patriarchal system in terms of men and how they don't want to really look at what women go through when they're pregnant, when you're on top of them, when you're or back of them, however you impregnate. It's a whole thing from conception straight throughout, you know, carrying and labor and everything. And y'all don't really want to look at all of that. You know, y'all just think it's, oh, she's pregnant, her feet is swollen, she's having cravings, ha, ha, ha. She's being moody, ha, ha, ha. There's a lot of other little things that go into that.
Excuse me for the record. No, excuse me. For the record, you guys know I'm going through that right now with my baby mama drama, okay?
I know.
She's
but you're
baby
not the one
two.
That's pregnant.
And did you rub her feet today? Did you rub her
Hell
feet
no.
today?
Hell no. She no better.
See? That, see? And that's
better?
Where the drama starts. That's where the drama starts.
I go pay someone to do it for me, okay? I am not touching those feet.
Listen. Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. No bueno, papa.
Oh.
No bueno. Oh.
Yes, there is a lot of that thought process behind the stress, the hormonal part of it, what might have happened relationship-wise, how this person was raised. There's a ton of factors that could have led to anything
exactly.
like this. But
exactly.
we have heard, this is starting to become an epidemic, because we remember, for those that are living in the New York area, something similar happened just a few months back. With another child, I believe this was in Queens.
They found the body.
Exactly. They found the body, I believe, either in a dumpster or in the street.
Yeah.
And
that's the sad part about it.
These kinds of things
happen all the time.
It's a failure on Child Protective Services. They're not doing the job of protecting the children. Now, I know that there are a lot of people saying, well, you know, they're there for the children, and they are. But they're also caught up in a lot of bureaucratic red tape. So they have a lot of garbage that they have to get through. But in general, they're failing the people that they're supposed to be protecting.
Exactly. There's been failures with that.
You have a lot of people in these positions that they only want to be – how can I describe it? They just want to have the position. They just
want
to be able to say to
title.
Someone,
they want the title.
Yeah, exactly. They don't want to do anything else that comes with it.
They
want to
be a boss.
Exactly.
Exactly. All they care about the money.
They care about the power that comes with the title.
Yeah, they don't care
exactly.
about people.
They don't
that's
care. They
nice.
Really
people,
don't. And
people are always talking about, oh my God, what can our politicians do? Your politicians don't give a rat's ass about you. Stop it.
I know. Just stop. We got. That's
hold
what
on.
We got to take care of ourselves.
Rodney,
we got to take care of our own.
Rodney, who's giving us that feedback?
I don't know. It must be Max.
Yeah.
Max?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Yeah, I can hear you now. So what do you think, Max?
Somebody at the table.
Well, it's sad. It's really sad about a woman kissing a child.
Yeah, it is.
It's really depressing and it's disgusting at the same time. And you know what? As a father, that's life. That's I really want to do if my child's passed away from my mom. So I really don't know how to react to it. I was really shocked about it. And,
okay.
You know my problem is. Why does it seem like nobody really cares anymore? Damn it!
People are just so.
It's all about me, and I don't care about anything else.
And this is the sad part about it. I mean, you have these government agencies, quote unquote, that are supposed to be protecting.
But they don't care. But they're human too. They're human, and they don't care either. Listen,
exactly.
They're concerned about paying their bills. They're concerned about going on vacation,
exactly.
getting a car fixed,
yes.
going out
I
to
mean,
a party. Like everybody, just they don't
yeah.
take time to do their job
no,
anymore.
Don't.
They don't care.
You know how many kids?
When I worked at the city, and they was like, "Oh, go to HR. Oh, go to EEO." I went to all of them motherfuckers, and all of those human beings gave zero fucks. You know why? Because they needed
exactly.
a paycheck.
All they care about.
When we talk about government agencies,
think of FEMA. Think of all of the crap that's gone on between Hurricane Katrina and now with what happened with Sandy and all of the people that have just been bottled up from government officials that haven't done what they're supposed to do to help the people.
And then we wonder why we have a society of people that just go on for self.
Exactly.
Because nobody's offering any help. So it's like, you know what, if you're not going to help me, then I got to take care of myself.
Yes.
Exactly.
I got
to
do
exactly.
This is why we have to take care of our own.
Just like the kid who shot up the college. He probably couldn't get any help because nobody cares.
Mm-hmm.
His parents at home, if he got parents at home, told him, shut up and go read a book or go watch TV. Somebody at the school said, hey, shut up, get out of my face. I don't want to hear it. I got my own problems. Because that's the first thing you hear. Well, listen, everybody got problems. Everybody has problems.
Yes.
So you need to figure it out on your own. What kind of world is, like, really? Yeah, we all have problems sometimes.
Yeah,
we all got to take the time to talk to people.
Yeah. Think of any time you walked around in the streets and talked to somebody. Time out.
What Brother B is saying, you're talking from the old school mentality. This young generation don't think that way anymore. Once again, due to the entertainment, due to social media. Social media has turned these kids upside down and think about themselves because everybody wants to be on top. Everybody wants to be liked.
Yep.
Everybody wants to be accepted. Everybody wants to be part of something now.
So you're trying to tell me it's all right because it's also a generation of idiots. So it's all right for you to whip some kid's ass. No, it's all right for you to whip some kid's ass while somebody videotapes it and then puts it on WorldStar or put it on Facebook.
God.
Then you turn around, get your dumb ass arrested, and wonder what happened.
So this is smart.
It's stupid.
But these
are
the same kids that think they're smarter than you.
Mm-hmm.
Famous for what? You be in jail.
Yeah.
Talk about stupid kids. There's a new trend going on right now with these crazy generations called Netflix and Chill Night. I'm sure you guys heard of Netflix and Chill.
All right.
That's one of the dumbest.
Go ahead. No, but it's dumb. But you know what's funny? It's not funny. But it's being perpetuated by adults. Like
adults been doing it for years. It's not Netflix. It's just like, hey, come over. I make you some dinner and we watch TV and. I guess whatever happens. But they just wanted to put a label to it.
It's pretty much a euphemism for, well, there's nobody here. Once you come over, we'll get it on. That's pretty much what it is.
That's basically
it's
it.
Parents aren't home.
But
come on over.
But at the same time,
it's, I feel like what happens nowadays, like, for instance, with the team, that light-skinned team, dark-skinned, with social media, there is a pervasive disrespect that comes along with it, and it always falls on the women. It always falls on the women. Yeah, you come over for Netflix and chill, and it's like, yeah, you a smut, you a thot, whatever, whatever. For dudes, if I press a girl and I say, if I was a dude, and I was like, here, shorty, come over for Netflix and chill, she's probably like, hey, all right.
No, but
Vaughn, could you
listen, if you ask me, I'll do that. If you
Vaughn,
ask me,
could you tell me about what you said earlier about how
So, like,
not to put your business on first, you but
this shorty I was like trying to talk to for like a couple of years, but she always had a man. So now she don't have a man. We've been talking for like 3 days. Yesterday she gonna hit me up, like, what you doing? I'm like, I'm cooking. She's like, what are you cooking? I'm like, I'm cooking some salmon and some linguine. She's like, oh, where you cook to? Yo, what up? Netflix and chill.
Oh, Lord.
Oh my God. Wait a minute.
That's like an
umbrella statement. Oh, okay. I gotta try that.
No, that's just a short way of saying it. No, but for a female to say that, that seems mad pressed. Even I can't even imagine in what realm that would be cute. For me to get on a phone and be like, all right, you want a Netflix and chill tonight? No, I would never.
I guess it's easier to say, let's have sex and chill. It's easier to say the sex.
You probably would accept a dude saying Netflix and chill. You probably would quicker accept a dude saying just being real about it than saying that bullshit to you.
No, I mean, like, me personally, like I said, me personally, when it comes to, like, fucking or boning, I don't need it to be spoken on. If it happens, it happens. That's the essence, the beauty of getting it on.
It's something organic. It's not something that you would 100% plan down to the moment.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Like, yeah, I came over here because I knew we was going to fuck. Yo, I'm telling you, whenever that happens, honestly, for me, it's the worst fuck ever.
The worst.
Oh, my Lord.
My question is about the mother who's trying to sue Netflix because her daughter, her 16-year-old daughter, Veronica Brown, got pregnant because of Netflix and chill. She's suing Netflix because her daughter.
Well, actually, Hot Rod, I found out that story is a hoax.
Yeah,
it has to be. But even more so, you know, the good thing about that is it brings up a lot of craziness because something like that, I wouldn't be surprised if somebody did something stupid like that.
I mean, you would have to prove that Netflix and chill was invented by Netflix. If you can't prove that, then you're out of luck.
So it's the TV's fault that her daughter is easy.
No. Some lawyer's going to come up there and say, listen, it's Netflix's fault. If Netflix have more of an updated variety of TV shows, then the kids would not have gotten bored and it would not have made them start to do what they did. Because
you're right.
Netflix is not entertaining. It's not keeping them focused on the real matter of watching TV.
I understand the point, but that actually sounds so acidine. If somebody actually brought that up, well, you know, you're keeping me away from my television.
How dare you?
But listen. Worst things have been sold in court.
And you're right. And that's the sad part about our society now, is that we've actually gone into the point where people don't want to actually watch regular television because they've gotten tired of commercials. So people are DVRing everything, or people have Netflix or whatever subscription that they have, and they will sit down and binge watch 9, 10, 11, 12 hours straight of whatever's on TV. And we'll have parents that are going to go ahead and say, well, I'm going out. I'm going to hang out. So you know what? Here. Let me give you the Netflix subscription key or the password. Here, look at whatever you want. I'll be back in the morning. And then they wonder when something happens, they come back home, and their kids are, you know, somebody's, you know, going knee-deep in their child and wondering what's going on.
Man,
Sean Black.
Yeah.
So, Saturday night, do you want to come over and Netflix and chill with me?
Oh, my God.
He said knee-deep in his child.
As long as you have some cheese – Let's see what happens.
Cousin,
I got
plenty of time. You know what? Whatever happened to whipping ass?
What?
Yo, listen.
Whipping ass.
First of all, let me come in the house and see something like, yo, everybody, I might whip my own ass. Everybody ass getting whipped. I might hit myself.
That sounds like a real Netflix and chill night.
They ain't supposed to, like, I might whip, grab the neighbor and whip their ass for not watching what was going on. Like, yo, I'm tired of this ACS, you can't touch a kid. Listen, whip a ass. It might, I should start, you should, you should
it might
on a t-shirt.
Life.
Whip the, yeah, exactly. Put on a t-shirt. Whip a ass. Whip
we
want to
create a hashtag.
It might, yeah, it might save their life tomorrow. That's just, that's what it should
that,
be. Right
that
sounds
like a good idea.
Oh,
whip,
of course.
Whip your child's ass today. It might save them tomorrow.
Hot Rod, you're welcome.
Okay. All right. So, okay, Max. Are you still there, Max?
Yes, I'm here. Max. I'm listening to the ass and all that garbage.
What is your final thought? I got to start wrapping things up.
Why has to be me? Why can't you start with somebody else? Why don't you just save me for last?
You want me to save the best for last? Okay, no problem. So let me go with someone that's always first. Ms. Jones, what's your final thought on anything?
Oh, gosh. I wish somebody would hit me up for the
Netflix. Oh, you sound like you're having
sex. I was like, shut up! I said, I wish somebody would hit me up for the Netflix and chill so I could curse their ass out.
What's your number?
So what if they said, let me rub
your number.
Your feet? What if they said, rub your feet, Netflix, and chill?
Ooh.
What if they said, rub your feet, Netflix, and chill? Wait, I'll
no.
cook you dinner, rub your feet, Netflix, and
no.
chill. Then
no.
what?
No.
Okay.
I want to buy
something
my feet.
Oh,
I'm just, okay,
watch
okay,
out now.
Wait,
here we go.
I'll take that back. There's certain, yeah, but the universe knows who they are. Anyway, continue.
Anyway.
Okay.
Oh,
my
goodness.
Ron, what's your final thought?
Yeah.
Oh
my
man,
goodness.
What a
I think
night.
You've stunned everybody.
Yeah. I mean, when COVID is done, I like the Netflix and chill idea. It's not just for kids, but for some adults, yeah, sure. Netflix and chill. I cook a shorty a little romantic dinner. I don't actually have Netflix, so she's going to be surprised when she get here, but.
What happens to come over, have a few drinks? Then we chill after that. Then
right.
I'll get you plenty.
And why does it have to be Netflix?
It's all the same concept, though, ain't it? It's
yeah.
all the same concept.
Yeah.
Next, Netflix is the new word for sex.
That's the new word
that's
now.
Sad.
Nah, it just sounds better than come over to my house. When you tell somebody come over to my house, she's thinking, oh, you just want to fuck. When you say Netflix, she's thinking maybe you does want to watch a TV show.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
But
you're the new black and then chill. I mean,
funny.
Like, really.
It's so funny because you have guys, like someone said on, like, one of these posts on Facebook, oh, my God, what if I really do want to just Netflix and chill? Shut up. Whatever. You look like the...
Oh, man.
Yay.
Oh, my God.
Go ahead, K-Dog.
Well, Netflix and chill, hey, go ahead, Netflix and chill, do whatever. Handle your business. That's all I got to say. Ain't no hating here. Anyway, that's all I got to say about this whole thing.
Hey, everybody's done tonight. Okay, Brother B, any last words? Any final thoughts? Or you still want to make some ass?
Not, listen, for Zimmerman and this chick who threw a kid out the window, I think, that same person who shot up the school should probably aim at them and handle that because it's two people that are a waste of society. They're useless.
Yeah.
And when it comes down to gun control, it's not about controlling the gun. It's just controlling yourself. And, you know, I'm sorry if someone probably felt a little salty earlier and I wasn't trying to argue about the whole thing when it came down to power. But like I said, when it comes down to power, you got to understand what it is. And power is about when you have the power to do something, you have the power to create. You also have the power to destroy. And see, the whole thing is George Zimmerman, he doesn't have power because he's not creating anything. Mm. You know what I'm saying? And he's really not destroying anything. You know what I'm saying? He may have taken a life, but he didn't destroy what life is. Because, you know what I'm saying, the fact that we still remember Trayvon Martin and we still have feelings for what this guy did, you know, there's power in that. And we need to respect that. We need to do something with it and shut him down and stop giving him the notoriety that he feels he deserves and that he's vying for.
Yeah. That's well said. Yeah,
wow. That's a mic drop.
Nicely said. But that's your
okay,
opinion.
So Max, up to you. What's your final thought, Max?
Well, my final thought is we're all entitled to our opinion, but the fact that you guys are talking about George Zimmerman shows he's still around. As long as you keep his name open, he still can do what he wants. Ignore him, and you take away his entertainment, his fame, and his power. As long as he's still there, yes, he has power. We make it alive. We still bring up his name. We shouldn't do it. Knock it out. Second, I wanted to call originally for this special weekend that's coming about for Saturday for the march. And you guys know what the march is.
Yes, in Washington, D.C.
Everybody involved. We don't make fun about this. This is serious for all of us. That was my main concern. So we have to start thinking and start solving and start building. So we don't have nobody young, lost souls like a Trayvon Martin getting killed by a spoiled, rich kid with resource for mommy and daddy to bail him out. We need to start planning our own strategy and stop complaining. So instead of us pointing fingers at each other, we have to start solving and start fixing.
Right.
Yes.
Accountability.
Max,
well said.
Well said. Wow, that's two great strong points. Well, Brother B, Max, Ms. Jones, and Ron, thank you so much from the bottom of our hearts to call in and make this a very entertaining show.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Have a good night, everybody.
Wow.
Everyone
have a good night.
Feel better, Brother B. You sound like you could use some more rest.
Yeah, I got to
go
work a couple hours.
Go have a Netflix and chill.
I'm sure there's something on Netflix that'll make him feel better.
And you go have your cranberry.
I'd rather some
Jack
Daniels. Good night,
Jack
y'all.
Jack Daniels.
Later, y'all.
All right, thank
you. Take care. Peace.
Oh, boy.
Boom, boom, boom. I think I have everybody.
You sure?
Okay. Oops, I hang up on somebody. Who's this? John Black?
I'm still here.
Hello? Okay, I hung up on Anitra B. Oh, well, she could call back. Okay, we got 10 minutes left. Your quick story of stupid news of the week.
You go ahead and start this one up.
I got my notes with me. I lost it.
Well, we've heard enough stupidity to last everybody a long, long time.
Yeah.
But what I think actually makes the most sense to bring up right now, and this is something that I wanted to bring up, is this is going to kind of be part of my final thought as well as also work it in, is this, you know, what's going on now. Think about this. This past Saturday was the 20th anniversary. The 20th anniversary of the O.J. Simpson
trial.
He's not guilty.
And
the thought process is that 20 years ago, O.J. Simpson went free with his million-dollar, billion-dollar lawyers, and they got him off with a lot of the evidence that a lot of people thought. Whether he was really guilty or not, that's not the issue. The reason why I bring that up is I'm going to swing this question to you. As we've seen with all of the topics we've talked about since March, a lot of it has been racially motivated. We saw what happened the day the trial, the verdict was read, and then we saw the reaction of people who we thought were cool with, you know, there were African Americans that were cool with Caucasian Americans and vice versa, and that changed the day that particular trial, the verdict was read. Do you think that if that trial happened today and the same instance happened, what do you think would have happened going forward with all of the news that we have now, with all of the racial bias that's been going on? How do you think this country would be handling that verdict in 2015?
Well, I will give that question to the racist, Anitra, first to answer, then I will take after that. Go ahead, Anitra B.
Unbelievable. to tell you the truth, I think he would have been convicted. All the evidence pointed that he did it. It's a fact. I've read the stories. I went back. I was curious as an adult because remember this happened. We were kids.
Yeah.
So I went back, and realistically, my opinion, because he was found, jury verdict was he was innocent, my opinion is that he's guilty. I feel that he had the resources, money, to buy himself an impeccable defense team who got him off.
Now, here's my other question. Let's say the same result did happen where he was acquitted. He's not guilty. And that same verdict came down. What do you think would have happened in this country? Would it have been the same, that reaction that happened back then? Would it have been worse, especially now we have social media? What do you think would have been the ramifications had that trial happened and the verdict was read today, circa 2015?
Oh, social media would be a huge part of amping that.
The reaction, would be about the same, but it would be more backlash of people expressing themselves on social media. Black people would be cheering, the white people would be upset, but instead of we talk to each other, we will blast on social media. But people love to talk on social media. I cannot confront Sean Black or Anitra B in person, but I could say what's on my mind. It's easier to type it down for some reason. I don't know why. On social media, and hide behind a simple picture compared of going to the news or going to your face or come to the Absolute Truth Show and express your feelings. So to my answer to you, Sean, yes, but a certain degree, people will be more expressed. But people express more about themselves now due to social media than ever before. Back then, we all just cheer, honk the horns, celebrate, and while the white people in the bars like, really? Really? They learn our secret? Really? How can a black man get away with murder? They learn our secret. How did they do it?
Yeah.
But here's my Twitter question to Anitra B from patricksemi.com. Don't ask me where these names come from. I just read them. I just write them down.
Yeah, they're interesting, I have to say.
Yeah. What do you guys think about the new Halloween Burger King Whopper with an A1 sauce bun?
Oh, that does not look appetizing at all. It doesn't. I was actually discussing that with a coworker of mine today because her son wanted to try it. And she got it for him, and she's sitting there, and she's watching him open the wrapping, and she's like, oh, my God. No.
Okay. I can tell you based on how they – if you've ever gone on websites where they have people that eat food in other countries, like Japan, certain parts of Asia, where they do different foods at fast food restaurants like a McDonald's or a Burger King, where they'll do promotions like that on a regular basis, that's nothing new. But to bring an actual burger that has A1 steak sauce baked into the bun and to make the bun look as black, like somebody just dumped ink all over the bun and sold it to you. It looks disgusting.
It really does.
But that's the part of our country where they'll sell you anything in any condition to make a buck.
And people will buy it.
Exactly.
Okay, we got 6 minutes left. This time I'm gonna start with you, Sean Black. What is your final thought? You did good 2 weeks in a row. Let's say you can make it 3 weeks in a row.
Okay. As I stated, I'm going to encapsulate this the same way I brought up the O.J. trial. We've gone through hurricanes. We've gone through wars. We've gone through lots of things, fighting, terrorism, And we've seen the United States united on some commonality somewhere deep within itself. The question is, after that, I said, 20 years after the O.J. trial, have we as a people learned how to be able to respect one another racially, religiously, just as humans? And I think we know the answer to that, and we have to find some kind of solutions for that whole entire thought process, because if we continue on the road that we're going, there's going to be another war, and it's going to have nothing to do with terrorism. It's not going to have anything to do with anybody outside of the country. We're going to be dealing with wars within ourselves. It's already going on, and it's going to continue until we learn how to treat each other like human beings with respect, period.
Okay. Wow, very good. Anitra B., the lovely Anitra B., your final thought?
Oh, my God, you're being nice, Sean.
Yes, so that means he's going to set you up with something after you finish.
I know. I don't want to take that. I think when we lost compassion, and I really think that to a large extent, people just don't give a damn anymore, which is really sad. Because, for instance, like with that the kid that went nuts with the gun, there were signs. You're telling me that his parents, his teachers, they didn't see anything? You know, the woman that killed her child, as wrong as it is, again, there are signs. People just don't give a damn, and it's really sad.
Very.
We'll bitch about it. We'll complain about it.
I don't know
what's
sadder.
We'll do nothing to fix it.
I don't know what's sadder, the fact that people don't give a damn or the fact that this has actually become normal. I think that's the scariest part about it, because sometimes something wrong happens, you could at least change it. But when people think that it's normal and they do nothing about it, that's the scarier part.
Yeah, you're right. It is. It's sad.
No, what's more sad is I ran out of vodka. I have no more vodka to drink. That's more sad.
Oh, well, we know what's going to happen now.
Okay. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we will be back next Monday night. Next Monday night. We won't do the show next Sunday because I have to go to a wedding. No, Sean and I are not going to get married yet. What?
I think baby mama drama might actually have something to say about that.
I will announce the wedding date. You know, I have a dinner to plan. Guys, don't rush me.
Yes. And of course, Anitra will be working on her next movie called Ready or Not, Here I Come. But besides that.
People are going to start believing you. Stop that.
Oh, I thought the name of the movie was How the West Wasn't Won.
Oh, my God.
No, that movie was done already. She got that movie and another one called Revolving Door, 24 Hours. The movie that she's doing after that.
Oh,
but,
I thought
that,
the next one was 7-Eleven-365.
Both of you. That one was done already 2 years ago, Sean. And that one was called Four Sixty Nine Part Two. But ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen.
Shut up, Haitian.
Well, thank you so much for listening to another crazy edition of The Absolute Truth right here on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, with the most, the King of King himself. I am the Hot Rod. And
you forgot
I
who you
the
are.
One
the one and only Sean Black, and of course with
Anitra B.
And it should be, do you swallow or do you spit?
Oh, boy.
Fuck you.
Mic drop. Oh, boy.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much. As always, the pleasure was all yours.
Yes, the pleasure was all yours.
Yes.
See you next week.
No.
Good night.
No. So, Sissy, Anisha B., do you swallow or spit? No answer. Go figure.